Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Just be patient. James chapter 1, verse 4. Let patience have its perfect work, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Some clown made a comment that he had no trouble being patient. It was waiting for things to happen that bothered him the most. How utterly like the rest of us that really is. We want what we want, and we want it when we want it. Instead of waiting for the Lord to open doors, we try to crash the doors down ourselves, only to find that we have run ahead of God and created chaos. Waiting on the Lord sometimes takes more strength than most of us are able to have on our own. In fact, I don't know when we ever have our own strength to do anything without the Lord. It's in His strength and by His power that we accomplish anything that's worthwhile for the kingdom of God. Waiting on the Lord is the most creative and the most beneficial thing that we can do for those around us. Praying is waiting on the Lord. Reading God's word is waiting on the Lord. I am stunned by the number of people who have a Bible but never open it, who seem to feel like they have divine guidance without reading the Word of God, which is His guide for our life. What is your practice in reading the Word of God? Ooh, and I can just hear screams as someone says, "You stepped on my toes." I am glad I stepped on your spiritual toes if you need to be awakened to the fact that you are not reading the Word of God enough. And I need it myself. I try to begin every day with the Word of God. In fact, I do read the Word of God the first thing in the morning. And I read it the last thing at night before I go to sleep. It is my life. It is my hope. It is my message from the Lord. He speaks to me. I have talked to several people across the years, and they have shared with me a common experience that I have encountered time after time. Having read the Word of God countless times from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, clear through to the last chapter, the last words in Revelation. And then, as I'm reading it, I see something I've never seen before. And I think, how can I have read this so many times and never have seen that before? And the answer is, because it's the living Word of God, the living Word of God. And in this living Word of God, He tells us to be patient. That means waiting upon Him, not running ahead of Him, not lagging behind Him, but patiently following Him one step at a time. And the promise that we have in today's scripture is that when we do that, we find a perfection and a completeness that makes us the kind of people God wants us to be. Be that person today. Heavenly Father, we're all prone to run on our own or lag behind on our own or go our own way or sleep through things we should be awakened to. Forgive us, Lord, where we have failed you. Forgive us where we have fallen short on the will that you want us to follow. May we be more obedient to you than we've ever been before. Let the words of our mouth, meditation of our heart always be acceptable in your sight. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.